public figure still active in the hereafter. On display was his royal finery, but stowed down below were his washing and shaving kit and a change of warm clothing. Here was someone equipped to proclaim the independent future of the new kingdom of East Anglia, to send a message to whoever was pulling the strings of 7th century Europe. All this seamlessly combined with personal affection for a remembered husband, as well as a king.
That was Martin Carver with his portrait of King Radwald. The series continues next week in the essay with portraits of King Penda of Mercia, Hild of Whitby and St Cuthbert. Anglo-Saxon Portraits is produced by BT Rubens.
Sergei Rachmaninoff and Nikolai Metner started out from very similar places as graduates of the Moscow Conservatoire. They both made careers in the West as brilliant pianist composers. But while Rachmaninoff, in the interests of a faster car or a new speedboat, would cut a deal or fall in with a promoter's request for something more popular, Metner never would. Rachmaninoff hugely admired the music of his fellow Russian and did an enormous amount to help him in his career. Yet Rachmaninoff ended his days in a mansion in Beverly Hills, while Metner died in a semi-detached in a North London suburb. Metner and Rachmaninoff, composer pianists of the week. Weekdays at 12 noon and 6:30.
Donald MacLeod presents as ever, and that starts on Monday. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
He goes walking by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Diamonds, haven't owned you from old.
Cuckoo Bird, a song that Leonard Podolak's father used to sing to him. I saw Leonard and his partner in rhyme, Matt Gordon, last week at Cecil Sharp House, a lovely venue nestled in the leafy London suburb of Primrose Hill. It was a night of wit and good music. The Canadian duo are embarking on a mighty 28-gig tour around the UK with the equally mighty Show of Hands, another duo whose fame is such that they sell out wherever they play. The last time I saw them was to a packed and adoring crowd at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Lop Akotari, and that tune has set the programme up quite nicely, as it's going to be a bit of a fiddle fest on World on 3 tonight. I've also got drums and tubas and trips down memory lane, plus the welcome return of the Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band as my guests on the show. Well, there's a lot of music to get through, so without further ado, as they say, let's get going. Here's Piccola Banda Icona, fronted by musician and composer Stefano Saletti, and a song from his album Folk Politique, a sort of jaunt through the music of the Mediterranean communities of days gone by, music that was all about struggle, passion and exile. This is El Ejército del Ebro, also known as Ay Carmela, a popular tune that was taken up by the People's Front against Franco during the Spanish Civil War of 1936.
Ejército del Ebro, el ejército del Ebro. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela.
Turbo folk, or rather worse than turbo folk. That's what Kao Zykopop say it is. They're a coming together of Croatian roots rocker Kries and Brit producer violinist Martin Swan, backed up by the Balkan folk roots diva Lidija Dukujovic. These are songs that are traditional folk tunes from the former Yugoslavia that have been cranked up and given a whole new attitude. The album, needless to say, is quite manic in parts. Over the next 4 years, in the lead-up to the World Cup and the next Olympics, Brazil is going to be promoting itself pretty hard. And given that it has such a vast and diverse music scene, music is undoubtedly going to be a part of their strategy. And it's already begun. The album, The New Brazilian Music, is a compilation that showcases established and emerging artists. And I'm going to play two tracks from it tonight. This is the first, Origem, from composer, singer, guitarist, actor and comedian, the multi-talented André Abujamra, a Paulista of Lebanese origins, and by the sounds of this track, a man of varied music influences.
They call him Olodumare. They believe that each person has a guardian spirit called an Orisha. Orisha are aspects of the supreme being that are manifested as forces of nature. When Yoruba slaves were brought to the New World, they brought their beliefs with them.
يحتقرون
An Eastern trio of songs there, Sao Paulo's André Aboujamra, followed by Morocco's Leila Amizian, and Love Song from her album Triod, also the name of her band. And lastly, Georgina, a track of a different kind of drum and bass from Murat Joshkun, a Turkish folk percussionist. On his album Frames and Drums, he teams up with the French tuba virtuoso Michel Godard. Just two more tracks before we go to my guests on tonight's programme, the Reverend Peyton and his merry band. First up, Transido, the alter ego of Francisco Gómez Arnaiz, a Spaniard with a yen for flamenco and folk instruments. This is Puentes 1 from his album Puentes.
Esta vez sé que lo atraparé. you're down, woman del Callao. That going to El Callao. All the woman has the calypso into the blood, blood. When you got your way, like to living dancing in this paradise. Every time, all the woman has the calypso into the blood, blood. When you got your will, like to leave me dancing in the paradise. Every night, all the woman has the calypso into the blood, blood. When you go to queen life to leave me dancing in this paradise. Every time, all the woman have the calypso into the blood, blood. When you go to play like to leave me dancing in this paradise. Every time,
a perfect sunny day at the Caribbean Cafe. World Music Network brought out Caribbean Cafe earlier this year, celebrating the influence that that beautiful part of the world has had on music. And Woman del Callao from Un Soto Pueblo is just one of the delightful tracks on it. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. It's time now to brace yourselves because my guests, the Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band, are about to strike up. They are the family trio of the Reverend Peyton on guitar, his wife Breezy on washboard, and Aaron, also known as Cuz, on drums and bucket. This is Something for Nothing.
Don't say anymore that you care. Everybody wants something, nobody wanna pay nothing. Everybody wants something, nobody wanna pay nothing. Hey, hey.
Nothing's really free. It all comes with a fee. It is great to have you guys back here. I've got the Rev Payton.
How's it going?
I got Breezy.
That's right.
Washboard and all stuff. And of course, Cuz. Aaron.
The Cuz.
The Cuz. He recently has given himself an article and is trying to get it to pass.
Yeah, I guess he would get to stick. Yeah.
So it's safe to say that the family ties are still strong and inspiring.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but not much has changed except hopefully we've gotten a little better even. We've sure worked on it.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years has just flown by, but it just seems as though you've been on the road ever since you left these doors back in 2000.
Yeah,
I think that's
much.
Because we've been on the road ever since we left the doors.
That's true.
So where is it? Is it basically touring around the U.S.?
Yeah, around the U.S. And we've actually, last year, we were in Europe 3 times.
Yeah. We're doing about a fifth of our business in Europe now, so.
Not enough,
the UK. I know that when I say Europe, people in the U.K. don't also include it, but you know, when we took geography classes growing up, they
taught us UK
you
was in Europe. Yeah,
as
yeah.
Europe, so.
UK is a special place, don't get me wrong, but I think it's still Europe.
Yeah, maybe. We didn't learn it was its own continent until we started touring over here.
Well, moving swiftly on. given that you've been touring so much around the US, and of course your songs are a really sort of social, political statements of what's going on, what's your take on what the U.S. is like at the moment, how people...
Well, you know, I think that what's happening with the U.S. is very similar to what's happening all over the Western world, you know? You know, it's like the song Something for Nothing, you know? Like, you know, everybody wants something, they don't want to pay for it, you know? And that's not just, you know, I'm talking about, like, people want to buy, you know, cheap Chinese-made stuff, and they don't want to pay anything for it. They don't want to pay people, you know, a living wage to do that job. They're happy to get something that is almost disposable. You know, we have like a disposable society now.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. And like, you know, I don't know about over here, but, you know, like my granddad used to say that all the time. You get what you pay for. You know, and he always bought American-made stuff, American-made tools, and you know, now it's tough to get things that are made in America or made even in the Western world at all.
Is that to a certain extent what sort of inspired your latest album?
Well, I mean, you
Between
know,
the Ditches.
Everything's inspired me in songs. Like, it's like there's certain people that, like, they just write love songs, or they just write political songs, or they just write, you know, road songs, or, you know, whatever. Like, they just write, like, about one thing or another. And, you know, I write songs across the board, you know, just whatever sort of, I always say whatever I like, whatever I don't like, you know. Just whatever inspires the song, you know. Sometimes a guitar part will just sing words to me, and I, you know, or it just feels like something, yeah. You know, like Big Blue Chevy 72. You know, that song just, I played that. I was kind of messing around with the melody of all that, and it just felt like my old truck, you know.
Well, that's one of the songs you're going to play later on for
that's
us,
right,
isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Rev, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Charlie Patton, because he was probably the cornerstone of all that you love in music and the way you play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Charlie Patton, if you go back far enough, at least in American music, you know, which American music, you know, I say that, I'm talking about rock and roll, country, blues. You know, you go back far enough in terms of, like, you know, popular culture, American music, the beginning of the chain is Charlie Patton. He was the first real star of sort of folk culture American music. Yeah. He was the first person that was playing essentially folk pop music that had a hit on both coasts of the United States. And, you know, he was someone who, he grew up on Dockery Plantation, you know, in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, you know, at the height of sharecropping and all of its ugliness. And he was able to become a star in such a way that at one point in his life, he drove a brand new car and played a brand new Gibson guitar, which them guys didn't play Gibsons. They played Stellas, Nationals, you know, Harmonies, whatever was, you know, they were selling out of the Sears catalog, basically. And he played a brand new Gibson in a hard case, as they always said, in a hard case, you know, not just carrying around a sack, you know.
So how did Charlie become such an important part of your life?
Well,
how did you stumble across him to this?
You know, what I did was you know, like I listened to you know, all kinds of stuff, and what I really started getting into, you know, when I was a kid was, you know, just like, you know, rock and roll and blues. And, like, my dad listened to a lot of stuff, like Johnny Winter and Stones and whatnot. And I started listening to, I was like, well, what'd they listen to, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, you go back to, like, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is amazing. You know, who'd they listen to? You know, then you go back to Robert Johnson and Son House. And then you go back to Charlie Patton, you know, and it just keeps getting better the further back you go. But, you know, part of the problem is the recordings are so raw. And that's why I wanted to do the Peyton on Patton record we did. The way we did it, I took Charlie's songs that I've been playing since I was like 12 years old, and I just woodshedded them. And I tried to get as much of myself out of them so that, you know, when people hear it, they can hear all that he was doing. Because I think a lot of times people on the recordings, they miss all the fingerstyle stuff he was doing and everything. So I went through and I that's what I've tried to do.
So in a sense, bringing out that record, you brought that record out last year, didn't you?
That's right, last summer. Mm-hmm.
It kind of took you back to your own roots.
Yeah, in a way it did. And you know, I gave myself a little bit of leeway. On the record, I do this song called Some of These Days, and I do it three different ways. And the first way I do it is true to Charlie Patton's arrangement entirely, just tried to you know, stay true to what Charlie did. The only thing I did do with these songs is Charlie will start off one tempo, usually pretty slow, and then by the end, he's almost cut time. He speeds it way up, you know? So I picked a tempo kind of in the middle and tried to stick there. But with Some of These Days, I kind of gave myself a little bit of artistic license. First, I did a version that was true to what Charlie did. And then I did one on the five-string banjo. And then I played a version that I call the Reverend Peyton Slide version that what I want to do for you here is kind of my arrangement of this song. It's a song I've kind of been obsessed with since I was 12 years old. I think it's one of the most ancient, beautiful melodies there is. You know, it just, it feels, you, when you hear it, you can tell that Charlie probably wasn't the first person that played that melody. It's too old, you know. It's like Auld Lang Syne or something. It's just ancient, you know.
Thank you. Some of these days you're gonna miss your honey. Some of these days when I am gone away. Some of these days you're gonna miss your honey. Now you're gonna miss me, sweet dream. I'll be going away. And you will never know what your friend will do till he's gone away. You will miss him for returning. You will miss him for I am gone away. Some of these days you're gonna miss your honey. Now you're gonna miss me, sweet dream. I'll be going away. Some of these days, you're gonna be sorry. Some of these days, when I am gone to stay. Some of these days, you're gonna miss your honey. Now you're gonna miss me, sweet dream. I'll be going away. And you will never know what your friend will do till he's gone away. You will miss him for returning. You will miss him, for I am gone away. Some of these days you're gonna miss your honey. Now you're gonna miss me, sweet dream. I'll be going away.
Reverend Peyton working his magic on a number by Charlie Patton, probably the biggest influence on the Rev and his music. Some of these days I'll be gone. The Rev, Breezy and Cuz are going to be back for another set in a bit, so while they recharge their batteries, here's that trip down memory lane that I promised you. Zanni Diabaty formed Mali's first private orchestra called the Super Jatta Band in 1969, and they brought a completely new sound to the landscape. It was more raw and at times quite unpredictable, bringing together the music of the hunters, the fishermen, the Mandingo and Fula people. They were successful, but they didn't quite make that leap onto the international scene that they should have. And it's a shame, because as this album, recorded shortly before his death last year, shows, he was still a mighty musician and he should have been up there with his fellow artists taking part of the limelight. This is Subagaya.
Bye.
Papa Wemba and Bakwetu, a track taken from his 1990s album Molokai, that's on Real World's double CD set marking its 30th anniversary. The song in the middle there was not really a trip down memory lane as such, more of a revisiting of a fab album that came out earlier this year that I just wanted to play again. It was Burkina Electric and Tomito Z from their album Paspanga. The group was more than 10 years in the making. New York-based Lukasz Ligeti, son of renowned Hungarian composer Zsuzs Ligeti, was invited by the Goethe Institute in the mid-90s to go to West Africa to collaborate with local musicians. Lukasz took along his mate Pyrolator, a German musician and a leading figure in the country's experimental pop scene. They met singer Mai Lingani and soulful guitarist Wenda K. Blas in Burkina Faso, and the rest, as they say, is history. The album came out in the spring on Cantaloupe Music and is well worth a listen. So back to fiddles and folk. Frigg is a Finnish-Norwegian group that combines local folk music with Americana and Irish folk. Polka 5 is their fifth album, and this is Vieriva, the Rolling Schottische. San Francisco's Rupa and the April Fishes and Sur la Route, on the road, from their latest album Build. The radio recording at the beginning of that track is the voice of Asma Mahfouz, one of the founders of the April the 6th youth movement, one of the people who is credited with starting the protests that sparked the uprising in Cairo against the Egyptian regime back in 2011. Rupa and the April Fishes are planning a worldwide tour to support the release of the album, so do check their website for details. And so back to new Brazilian music and one of the country's hottest boy bands. I guess you could call them Brazil's answer to One Direction. Five guys, all in their early 20s, manicured facial hair, grungy jeans, and an adoring fan base of screaming teenagers. They had a gig, needed a name, so they called themselves after a Swedish guy they'd just met, Holger. And that's how cool they are. This song is Beaver, Afropop indie rock with a bit of Brazilian ache in the mix.
Halloe ayo, 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 halloe ayo,
mambo ya kushiba njaa inayoumiza. Tulimose miaka ya songa umri wa sogea huwa msele mamsele telezu telezive kusia wako sauti yako asili yako mizimu yako mtamaduni. Pe majukumu baba wa familia, baba wa familia we. Aye, usi watupe wana we baba we. Michezo yetu bongo usifumbutue mwanangu, umiza kichwa na mautundu, usikose hesabu yoyote ya ujinga wa wazorotesha maendeleo, waleke waende na mali za wanyongeza wao, ni kutumikisha wenzao, wamewafunga midomo ni kuburuzwa mpaka ukomo, wamezubaishwa ili wapate kula vizuri wao wao.
Shimba, a Tanzanian musician who met a Finnish percussionist a few years ago. They started touring together, recorded an album in Finland and put the finishing touches to it in Dar es Salaam with some local Tanzanian artists. It's called Wakukaya and it's out on the Finnish labels Grand Pop and Udumud Music. The track I played was Sungura. Back now to fun and substance for my guests tonight. The Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band, a family outfit of husband, wife and distant cousin. And listen out for that great bass line.
Save on. they just don't make them like this anymore. Chevy Cheyenne, 350 Hunter Hood, and it feels so good. Come sit next to me on the old couch seats. We'll ride all night, cause it feels so right. Hold me tight, now let's see what she can do. It's my big blue Chevy 72. My big blue Chevy 72. When I talk,
welcome back to Reverend Peyton and his big damn band. We know it's just three of you, but you do make a hell of a noise.
Thank you.
Now, that was Big Blue Chevy,
uh-huh.
Right? Which is on your new album,
That's
Between
right,
the Ditches.
Yeah.
Now, if you say that Breezy is your first love, is your Big Blue Chevy or that lovely green guitar that you're playing your second? Which one?
It'd be behind all the guitars, too. I have an unhealthy love for my guitars, probably especially those old Nationals and whatnot. But yeah, the thing about my truck is that, like, you know, it just really feels like home. You know, we're gone so much that I get to drive around when we're home, and really, like, you listen to the words of that song, it's almost more of a love song for Breezy than it is a song about a truck, because it's the most fun I have is riding around with her, and I felt like the song kind of, I don't know. It sort of feels like the old truck, you know, the way that the main riff is and everything. You know, that song too is one of those things where, you know, the music that I do is all fingerstyle country blues, really. And, you know, that song is kind of, you know, one of those ones where I'm trying to take it somewhere else. You know, my thumb's playing all that bass. It's not a bass player. It's all me doing it. But, you know, I'm doing stuff like, you know, almost more like, in a way, like what maybe Stevie Ray Vaughan or something would have done in some of the solos and whatnot. So it's just trying to just not be just a museum piece throwback. You know, I want this music to be for here and for now.
Well, this latest album of yours, Between the Ditches, it's a really different approach. Apart from being guitar heaven, it seems to me.
Thank you.
You've recorded it very differently, right? I mean, you actually
purposefully
went into the studio and...
We spent more than one day recording in that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, Peyton on Patton, you know, that record was recorded in one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Our gospel album was the same way in four
hours,
and that was with a lunch break.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we
you had lunch?
Yeah. Usually we just go in and kind of like make field recordings, you know? And you know, part of that has been a little bit like my own, you know, obtuseness. Like, as an artist, it's like, well, I'm gonna do all this live because... You know, there's so much in this world that's fake and plastic, and, you know, music today is so auto-tuned and computer built, you know, I want to be the opposite of it. But, you know, in doing so, I kind of, you know, went too far in one direction. So it's not like this record is like, you know, super like tracked out or anything. It's, you know, it's 85% live. It's just, you know, we went through and we were like, okay, what kind of guitar sound does this song need? You know, what does this song really need? And, you know, just kind of like nitpicking the snare drum sound, the everything, you know, I just wanted to make sure that the songs were given the treatment they deserved, you know.
And there's a lot more breezy on this. I mean, a lot more vocals in the mix there.
In the past, it's kind of been, let's do it as cheaply and as quickly as possible. And this time we said, you know, we've had a long year touring. Let's make an album that really reflects all the work that we've done this year. And we tried it all different ways, and we recorded some without and some with my vocals, and we ended up keeping a lot more than usual, and a lot more alternative percussion too, from maracas to tambourines, you know, a lot of stuff that generally in the past we've, you know, washboard drums, bucket, guitar only, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's still one guitar, you know. It's still very organic, you know. It's not like we decided to, you know, make a techno record or something, but we just wanted to make a record, not just a recording.
That techno record, though, it's coming soon.
I hope not.
I can't quite imagine that. I mean, I think there's enough punch in your music already without having to plug it into something.
Maybe some big famous techno guy will sample some of it, though, and I can put a new bed in my pickup truck, though. That'll be all right. It needs it.
Well, tell me about the last song that you guys are gonna sing. I think you said to me earlier on that this is a song that you've got to get mean to play.
Yeah.
Which is hard for the red.
You know, devils look like angels. It is a mean song, and you know, maybe in a lot of ways, it's one of the most cynical songs I've ever written. You know, it's one of these songs too where I wasn't sure what people were gonna think of it. You know, when my dad heard the record, you know, and my dad's funny. He says, "Well, that's the best song on the record." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "You think so?" He goes, "Oh, no, yeah, that's the best song on the record." And I'm like, "Well, you know, what do you think about, you know, this
nope,
one?"
Nope.
It's that one. That one's the best song on the record. And so I was kind of, it made me laugh, you know. The record label heard it. And they thought the same thing. They thought it was the best song on the record too. And everyone's kind of got their own opinion, but my dad and the record label, they agreed. So maybe if there's some A&R guys out there that want to hire my dad to, you know, help pick songs for him.
He wants you a bit meaner. That's what he wants. He wants you to be a bit more mean.
Yeah, right? Maybe he likes the mean stuff, you know.
Well, guys, it's been fantastic having
thanks
you
having
here
again.
I have only one request for you. I mean, you say that Europe is just a fifth of your touring. The UK, which is a continent in itself, needs its full weight of Reverend Peyton touring.
Well, we love coming over here. It's fun. It's really great to be able to experience, you know, the way other people do things. You know, it's definitely good for, you know, me as a person. It's made me a better person, more well-rounded person. If everybody could travel the way we could travel and really be able to experience people one-on-one, you know, this world would be a much better place. So I feel real lucky, real blessed that we've been able to do what we do. And I appreciate you helping spread the word, you know. Keep spreading the word, and, you know, we'll keep coming back. I promise you. We really enjoy it over here.
Great. So go get mean.
All right.
All right.
Devils look like angels.
Hard to tell when devils look like angels and angels look like hail.
Mean and fab and damn good stuff from Reverend Peyton's big damn band. Devils look like angels. And I really do hope that they bring their blues crusade to the UK and give us more than a handful of dates to experience their growling and fiery Brown County, Indiana blues. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. On the website, you can get info on the songs I play tonight and see some pictures of the Reverend and his damn band in the studio. And so, bringing it down a level or three, this is Tibetan songstress Soname. Having been separated from her parents at a very young age, Soname lived a life of servitude till she was 16, when she finally escaped to Dharamsala in North India, thousands of miles away. So it's no wonder that her songs are heartfelt stories. This is Running Like Children from her album Natural Mind. Every decent watering hole needs good music, and Ceviche, the Peruvian restaurant in Soho in London, plays great stuff to aid the eating and drinking and all-round enjoyment that goes on within its four walls. So to extend that enjoyment into our own homes, they decided to form a label and bring out their own compilations of great Peruvian music, past and present. The label is called Tiger's Milk, and Mezcalina from Paco Zambrano y su Combo is the song I played from their first EP. On my next World on 3, these guys are going to be on the programme, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, modern-day Italian folk music from the very heel of the heel of Italy.
Ci laureato ma non c'è fatia, specializzato ma non c'è fatia, te resta solo, la tua fantasia, tua fantasia, te resta solo la tua fantasia.
Mare, morite, minate, la voce forte, falla sentire.
two songs there from artists who are going to be at this year's World Music Fair, WOMEX, that's happening in Thessaloniki in Greece this weekend. The first was Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, who are also going to be my guests on World on Three on the 16th of November. Then came Canadian violinist Jason Freeman Fox, who spent time in India studying Carnatic, South Indian classical music. Solcatu Cowboy is the track I played from his debut album, Manic Almanac Slow Mobius, a lovely playful blend of East and West. It makes you realise just how close these different genres of music really are. If you get a chance to listen to the album, it should come as no surprise that it's been nominated for two Canadian Folk Music Awards. Well, that's it for tonight. I'm back on the 16th of November with, as I said, the Southern Italians, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino. I hope you can join me then. Next week, it's Marianne Kennedy on World on Three, and she's got Mishkin, a singer-songwriter from Portland, Oregon, in session on the show. I leave you with a song from Down Under. Charlie McMahon, a man who's taken the didgeridoo to his heart. He was one of the first non-Aboriginal musicians to gain fame for playing the didgeridoo professionally. You may have heard of his group Gondwana Land. Well, his album Didge Heart can send you into a blissful trance-like state, this song in particular. It's called Dugong Didge Ensemble with Bass. Dugong is a word for a manatee, the marine creature who gave rise to the mermaid myth because of its appearance. Playing the didgeridoo like an alpine horn allows Charlie to create melody and mood. So close your eyes and you may see shadows of mermaids in the distance. Till next time, goodbye. You.
Good morning from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. 6 hours of music ahead of us, starting with another visit to the Chamber Music Festival, which takes place in the little town of Røros in Norway every winter. The concert this morning is of French music by Chausson, Debussy and César Franck. You could say that Chausson's style bridges the gap between the Romanticism of Franck and the Impressionism of Debussy. He loved the company of painters and writers, and it was a story by his friend Turgenev which inspired his poem about a violinist and a painter in love with the same woman. It was originally for violin and orchestra, but it's performed here in the version for violin, piano and string quartet.